Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
People like to talk about their experiences. That's normal. It's healthy. However, words have power. Words can change history. They can even change past judgments, past verdicts, even. Lori Vallow asking for a new trial. One of those reasons for asking for the new trial has to do with some interviews done by a juror after the trial took place. There's also some clerical errors that they're claiming constitute her right to a new trial. Is this anything, Jennifer Coffin-Daffer, or is this just all procedural?
Well, they, of course, this was expected.
Yeah.
100% that they would be filing this. I think that they always do, first of all. So in a sense, you're right, it's procedural. I don't think that their claims are going to hold water. I don't think she's going to get a new trial. I find it interesting that the Sixth Amendment, and I wonder if that will later be argued through appellate attorneys because they didn't fight. They didn't put up any defense. Mm-hmm. So I would expect this to be the first asking of the court for a new trial, and I would expect more.
I find it ironic that they're asking for a new trial considering they didn't present any sort of defense. It's like you had a chance, you didn't do anything. Why new trial now?
Right. Well, they're falling back on really this has nothing to do with facts, but the procedure, mistakes or errors they are trying to put forth that were made that would give them the avenue of a new trial. And I do not think that the errors that occurred, or if the court rules those to be errors, will give them a new trial. But they have to give it a shot. It's a Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. I expect more Hail Marys too, specifically regarding them not presenting a case.
It's interesting with a lot of the jurors now speaking out, giving interviews, and it's their complete right to do that. Do they need to be careful with how they phrase things and how they talk about this and not be loosey-goosey with how they're speaking in terms of possibly influencing a new trial? Because I know that they're bringing up one of the jurors' interviews with Nate Eden of East Idaho News as evidence that he'd misunderstood some things, that instructions weren't clear enough, and that he was confused on some pieces of evidence that should or should not be considered, part of the case itself.
Well, in my experience with the jurors are so good at understanding typically the evidence. They're lay people, but typically they really get to the heart of the matter, and they're so amazing at most of the time. I mean, we can both cite a couple of instances where it didn't go so well, but most of the time they do a great job. And I always love to talk to them afterwards and to, when we're allowed to by the court, oh my gosh, it's so interesting to hear what they thought was important and what they didn't like, and how the influence of personalities of the defense and the prosecution, they'll even bring up things like that. And so for me, I love hearing from the jurors. This case, it's going a little bit above and beyond. Typically, those conversations happen with the prosecution and the defense teams as opposed to the entire world. Mm-hmm. So now in this day and age with these jurors going out and speaking out, I think you bring up a great point, Tony, particularly when they're saying that they didn't understand something. So I think that could prove negatively in this case in terms of if you're a person who believes that she shouldn't get a trial, a new trial.
It is a very touchy area, because even if everything was correct and everything went down the way it should have in that courtroom, if somebody recalls something slightly off, they phrase something slightly off, those are the things that her defense will use and really kind of twist words around. It's scary. They should be able to talk about it the way they want, but obviously they're going to be looking for anything. I guess the question is, who would be behind Lori getting a new trial? Is this something that Lori would want? I can't imagine there's many defense attorneys that really want to sign up to be with Lori Vallow Daybell after seeing exactly how that went down before. Is this something she believes that she's pushing for, you think? Or is this, you know, this is what we're going to do? Otherwise, we would be derelict in our duties of representing you.
I think it's a combination. I think Lori wants a new trial. Certainly, if she didn't, remember, these defense attorneys are bound by representing their clients and their clients' wishes. That's why sometimes, you know, clients plead guilty and they, you know, surprise their attorneys. It's completely really up to them. So I think she's 100% in support of this. I really think she likes the limelight as much, even though the limelight was sort of dim because of the different rules. But I think she liked the limelight. I think she's going to continue to fight. I think her attorneys are bound, Tony, to do this and to present the most zealous defense they can, including these points of appeal to bring them forward, or they would be remiss in their duties.
At what point can her public defenders throw their hands up and say, "We're done with her"? It's somebody else's turn now. Or are they stuck with her for the duration of whatever she wants to do? How does that turn over at some point?
They are stuck with her unless they can come up with a reason. And this happens all the time where there's issues between the two. You know, the defendant can cite reasonable reasons that they didn't represent them correctly. We just saw this in the Cash App. I know that's a private defense, but in that case, you know, where he's just gotten rid of his attorney. So we can see it happen, but a judge makes that decision. They have to go forth below the judge and have true good cause and reason for the judge to make such a decision.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendapper, as always, thank you so much for being a part of the show and giving us your insights into that one. If you like the podcast, if you want an ad-free experience, you can get one through Apple Podcasts. Just become a premium subscriber right there. Then you'll get access to this show, all of it ad-free, and all of our podcasts ad-free. You can binge away anytime you want. Do check that out, okay? Apple Podcast is where you go. Even try it for 3 days free. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.